I'm not quite sure, but when we get to it, I'm not quite sure that we're going to necessarily agree from the Alani where it now that they would be any kind of enforcer.
They don't have it any
doubt. Yeah.
So to a certain extent, I would assume that they would, you know, raise a red flag if they saw that there was no building super or no nobody who was open.
But frankly, that's an area I'm pretty comfortable with because we are, after all, in the construction business. So we used to monitoring such things, but you're absolutely right, even in the investment thing. Things happen.
Yeah.
But that's something that's manageable. I'm a little more intrigued with the idea of random, as you call them, other parties coming on and responsibility that way.
Actually, thinking more about Steve's comment next year and whether Maine Coast Carriers Trust is holder would be able to go directly to the other party violator in the ultimate to satisfy the situation, I believe that in paragraph 8B(a) on page 15, the holder has global rights of enforcement. It doesn't constrain them from enforcing against anybody anyhow. They're given basically full range of options and that kind of thing. I believe that's the best way to put it. And that's where I believe the contradiction is to Steve's query, his question. Yes. So I think we're covered. What I'm saying is I think Steve's comment is covered. His concern is covered, but I think that particular section.
But shall we leave it that Maine Coast Carriers Trust will review it?
Yeah, we still need to review and respond to Steve's comment. So I'm glad we're having this discussion so that you're all clear on this because it is a pretty complex concept. But I'll let my general counsel deal with legal wording and
the other point to be, we have other conservation issues. How do we deal with those situations?
Absolutely.
You know, so I mean, we're dealing with this now.
And this is the section we've gone back and forth on quite a bit. So.
And if somebody came out and took a toxic material and dumped it up in some area, we would have a responsibility to clean it up with the concentration.
Yeah. Right.
So it's not like that.
Okay, that was it for my review of the CE and Steve's comments.
Let me first just say, we ran through the easement in a lot of detail last time. You guys did a great job working through that. Did anyone come up with any other questions? Is there something you're still wondering about at this point? Otherwise, we're very near a final document. I just want to make sure there's still lingering questions.
I just have one question. It's not totally related to the wording of this conservation. This concerns the status of the property survey or the survey of the different lines here. We got the plat from you recently, a couple days ago, on the survey. But one of the things that I think many of us want to do is to be able to go to the property and see the markings upon the ground. Where are these lines? Because there's one to me that's very particular interest. And that's to know exactly where is the line that separates the potential education center area from the rest of the potential property. Because that's an important issue of feasibility to find a place within that particular area. So I'd like to know, Dean or Dwayne, about understanding this, when we're going to be in a position to visit the island and see lines flag as to the specific locations and boundaries.
And what I understand is that we are planning to do that this fall, but I think we need to wait until we see what happens on October 15th with the Transportation Committee. Because that's going to tell us a lot. And then once what happens there, then we'll determine whether we're ready to go flag and pin all those lines or not.
Yep.
So I think that's why there's been some reluctance and to slow down, but let's wait until we get more or less the higher level approval on this.
Yeah.
I would say that it's possible to totally understand if it's possible to even give it the general proximity. Somebody wanted to go out there on the site.
I think that there is flagging out there, is what I understand from what Pete told me in the survey.
No,
there's no flagging.
No, there's not.
Not even on the corner.
That's
what made it pretty tough
for us.
Okay, but he told me that he
put some flagging on there. No, there's a little bit in the interior that's pretty old. I'd say it's 5-6 months old, but there's nothing on the corner.
Sounds like you get your first case of somebody going through a potting.
But that's planned to be done this fall, before snow.
I think that's very reasonable. I just would like to have the opportunity to do a visit to the island and look at this before I, in this instance, would vote or raise my hand in consensus for the easement. The tick, as I know, particularly the line between the two reduced areas, is crucial to understanding the feasibility of the uses intended. So I want to see those flagged out before that happens.
It's actually because you have what we asked before in the consensus agreement, really. That's a footprint. And this is part of the footprint, so it seems to me that it's part of.
Well, I think they intended to do that.
Right, I know. I mean, you've already surveyed it, so I would think it would be better.
It's just a matter of setting it on the ground, that's all. We have it all surveyed. So I think we met the requirements of the consensus agreement. It's just a matter of putting it on the ground.
Let's start with it. Talk to our surveyors.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll promise that, yeah, that that's not unreasonable. Right. I just don't know what it takes. So,
happy to get that.